Thank you, Hugh Hewitt. I will be talking about what's going on today in just a minute. We're going to talk to my friend Matt Bentley about Venezuela. That's the setting for his newest novel, Rules of War. You probably read his previous ones, Field of Valor, Overwatch, and Oath of Honor. You probably read my books, my nonfiction book, Militant Normals, and my exemplary conservative novels. That's right, conservative novels. Action novels with a conservative edge. People's Republic, Indian Country, and Wildfire. If you like what I'm doing here, you'll love the novels because there's no dump button. Matthew Bentley, author extraordinaire, are you there? And how are you doing?
I am here, and I'm glad to see nothing is on fire, at least not yet.
Well, not yet. Now, you're a Marine. And I'm going to let that slide. you're also setting your next action novel, Rules of War, in Venezuela. And what do you think of what's going on there now?
It's fascinating to watch the Venezuelan form of socialism in its death throes. I mean, there's only one way that this can end, but how long that takes is anyone's guess. What most people don't realize is that this has been going on since 2014. You know, that's when the price of oil dropped from $100 a barrel to $50 a barrel and caused Venezuela's economy to go into a recession because 90% of their economy was tied to oil prices. And then from 2014 to 2016, their inflation jumped up to 800%, which we would think would be catastrophic. But then from 2016 to 2018, that's when the real fun began. And it went up to 1,000,000%, what they call hyperinflation.
1,000,000%. That's Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe level.
Yeah, and there's no going back from that. So
yeah, how do you go back from that when it's like, hey, I'd like to buy a Coke. Here's a wheelbarrow full of bills.
Yeah, no, there's no going back. It's just how long it takes to come to its conclusion, Maduro chooses to go out.
Well, you know, our friend Bernie Sanders can't even call Maduro a dictator. Can you believe that?
I can believe anything after the vote last night in the Senate. You know,
You're talking about the baby killing vote. Let's not sugarcoat it. What happened is Ben Sasse, who is not my favorite senator. Okay, we're both conservative, but I find some of his never Trump inclinations a bit tiresome. Did some yeoman work yesterday. He made the Democrats get on the record and say, yeah, if a baby's born alive after a botched abortion, you got to save its life. And the Democrats said, no, we're not doing that. What the heck?
Yeah, I know. It's insane. You almost wonder if they have that kind of lethal policy in Venezuela or Cuba or other socialist paradise.
When haven't they? I mean, socialism has literally murdered 100 million people in the last century.
I know. Facts don't matter, which is why actually I chose Venezuela as a setting for Rules of War. I was able to, and I started plotting that book actually in 2016, even though it doesn't come out until July. You know, I was able to research the government, the military, their intelligence service, the economy, their infrastructure, and I tried to incorporate all those authentic elements into this story. But what I want to know is what's the state of Venezuela going to be like when Rules of War actually comes out?
I know, right? Yeah, I write my own books about America kind of splitting between left and right. And I try and find the most ridiculous politically correct insanity for the blue villains to engage in. And in real life, always catches up with it. As a writer, and you've written, this will be your fourth big best-selling novel. As a writer, how do you deal with the lag time between when you write the book and when it comes out?
Well, it's really kind of funny. In Field of Valor, which is my third book that came out last summer, I actually have a page talking about how we should deal with North Korea and a little bit of the history of how to deal with a dictator. And then here we are a year later, and it just happens to be that Trump's having another summit. And, he played hardball and he brought him to the table. A lot of people disagree with it. And, of course, the people on the left would like to see it implode just so they can say Trump was wrong again on something, even though that's not the case. So, you try and create realism. But first and foremost, I am a thriller writer. So I write these wild, intense, action-packed, emotional tales. I do them fictitiously. But again, you know, your goal is to bring in a certain degree of realism and authenticity.
Well, you're, and I'm not talking out of school. We're personal friends. We talk on the phone quite a lot about all sorts of stuff. Yeah, constantly. I'll call up and, you know, I'm trying to watch some with my wife, or I'll be somewhere. I'm like, you know, Matt, I'm in the middle of a conference. What's up? And but you're a recovering alcoholic and a Marine veteran, and your character is a recovering alcoholic and a Marine veteran.
Yes. In fact, you know, I will have 10 years of sobriety next month. And
wow.
What I tell people is, even though I've done dozens and dozens of media interviews, I've done public speaking events, the most important thing that I can talk about is actually being a recovering alcoholic. Because if my story can resonate and I was able to pull myself from the dark, deep place that I was to where I am today, then hopefully somebody else can hear that and do the same for them. Honestly, go ahead.
Well, alcoholism is substance abuse is one of the temptations of the kind of work you did as a Marine. You served in Iraq. You live an intense life, a lot of pressure, and a lot of pressure to be, you know, to be that guy, to be wild, to be the guy who goes one step further. And I was in the military for 27 years. I'm not saying that I didn't tipple a small snifter of port occasionally. But there's a lot of temptation for that. Do you feel that your experience can be a benefit to young Marines who are faced with this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm sure one of the things that attracted me to the Marine Corps was the work hard, play hard lifestyle. You know, obviously, I didn't realize I was an alcoholic, even though everyone else around me probably did.
It wasn't a surprise to everyone around you.
No, not at all. But yeah, like I said, it's that kind of environment, and it's how you deal with it. You know, it's really funny. There are always swings and extremes from tolerance of it to intolerance. And, you know, if you're in the military, there are ways to deal with it. I found also that one of the biggest things you can do is if you can actually realize that you have a problem and address it, whether you work for the military, the government, they will look favorably on that. I've personally gone through that. You know, the hard part, though, is realizing that you've hit rock bottom and trying to pick yourself up from there. I mean, it's not easy. There was a time where I never thought I was going to get out of the spiral I was in, but I miraculously did, and here I am today.
But and it's not merely that you got out of the spiral, Matt. You got out of the military. You have a day job, but you're also writing these intense thrillers. You've got one of the top publishers in the country. You're up there with a lot of, you know, Brad Thor's another guy in the stable of writers. I mean, you're in pretty elite company, and you're living a dream, you know, writing for a living that other people don't. And you did it after coming back from being, you've got some physical issues from your military service. You've got your sobriety issues. Isn't your story's really one of hope and redemption?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and it's kind of funny is I think it's, you know, I actually thank the Marine Corps for that, because I don't know if I look at it like that. I look at it is that the Marine Corps gave me the discipline to actually do what I needed to face the issues I had head on. Because without the 10 years in the Marine Corps, I guarantee you, we wouldn't be talking. You wouldn't know me. I wouldn't have been able to address those problems. I mean, I am thankful to the Marine Corps every day for everything that I have.
I feel the same about the Army. You know, one day I just decided I'm going to write and publish a novel and, you know, write and publish, you know, nonfiction books, which I've also done. And I just did it. And, you know, it never occurred to me that I couldn't accomplish the mission. I set a mission. Here it is. I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And I don't look back. I look back in gratitude. I don't look back in surprise. I think that's one of the best things that we can do. Hey, Matt, we only have a few seconds left. Where can people find you? Where can they find your books?
Absolutely. People can follow me on Twitter at Matthew Bettley. They can also go to MatthewBettley.com. And please pre-order the hardcover for Rules of War, which comes out in July.
Well, but I know, like, everybody's going to be getting Rules of War. You need to do that. You need to go check out my books. People's Republic, Indian Country, and Wildfire. And follow Matt on Twitter, but follow me on Twitter, too, @KurtSchlichter. It may be, sometimes I work a little blue, so be careful. This is Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for Hugh Hewitt from the Relief Factor Studio West Coast. And we will be right back.